Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He loves his people dearly. And he's given us full representation of the best ways and the best things in life. Many times he's helping people get on board with what's right. Some people do, but some people delay and hesitate. But we've been talking about thriving in life. And that's something that I found out about. You know, when I found out that some things in my life were very insurmountable. Not just one or two things. There were many things like that in the beginning as I began to learn and grow and endeavor to do God's will. Now, being honest, at first, all I wanted was a good life, and I was enjoying Jesus, and I wanted to help people know him. And that sounds simple, but there were so many interruptions, so many problems, so many things that just went wrong and not to my favor. While I was trying to do the right thing, I was faced with, it's just like how I minister a lot of times. Huh? You're trying to do what's right and people don't agree. People do what they do. And the enemy was desperate. He tried to make me miserable. He tried to tempt me with his foolishness. I hated it. And I had to learn how to get rid of it. And it looked like it wasn't going to work. It really did. But I kept asking the Lord questions. I said, why is this problem lingering? Why is this? Why is that? How can I kill this problem? I want it out of my life. How can I do it? How can I get rid of it? And I kept looking to God. And it's just like the word said, I overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And if you if you take it to the limit, you will win. If you put forth the effort to learn God, you can learn him. He's right there with you. Just like Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is there always, 100% of the time with you to guide you into all truth. Now, there were times I just wanted relief like most people. If I would have just had relief, I would have, you know, if I had respite, I'd have been happy. But when the problems kept reoccurring, I said, no, this ain't working. I got to get rid of this problem. I can't go forward with my life. And I don't want to be miserable. And that was a time I used to wish the rapture would hurry up and come so I wouldn't have to deal with these problems. Many people feel that way. They're counting on the rapture. I'm not counting on the rapture to rescue me. I'm rescued. I'm in the kingdom. I'm in the kingdom right now. And I'm still working here. It's a blessing. I'm not in a hurry for the rapture to come so I won't have to do nothing. I'm working while it's day, and I want to. I'm thriving. And there are areas in life that I'm thriving. There are areas in life, if the Lord tarry, I will be thriving. And there are areas I'm not thriving like I want to yet. But I'm on my way. I'm just 55 years old. I'm going to live forever. So whatever I don't learn now, I'll learn later. I'm not going to die. I'm in good shape. And I'm doing a whole lot better than I used to. So I'm not happy-go-lucky, because happy-go-lucky, that means things are, you just living your life based on luck and nothing's going wrong. That doesn't mean you're not trapped. I am thriving in Jesus, in him. In him I live, move, and have my being. In him. And I love God. And I want to know him. I want to seek him. I want to serve him and do all that's in his heart. And I want to do all that's in his heart because I can, and I know I can. I can. The word says I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how to be hungry and self and need, and I know how to, he knew how to thrive. He knew how to do both spectrums, how to be full and to be hungry. Sometimes when you're blessed, you're full, but you're still hungry for the things of God. Thriving is not like surviving. You know, it's better. That's why these broadcasts are called Better. I don't know what the Lord's going to name this one. I thank God. He names the broadcast, not me. That's his wisdom. He knows how to relate things to his people. I'm enjoying the ride. Now, like I said in the last broadcast, you can thrive in different areas. Some people thrive emotionally. They learn God's ways, and they heal up emotionally, physically, spiritually. Spiritually is when you get on, when you desire the sincere milk of the word to the point that you grow and learn the Lord's word to understand it. You learn it and you understand it. And it's perfect, intended, holy meaning, straight from the heart of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we call rightly dividing the word of God. And then you learn to see it without limitation, because sometimes there are some people that's hungrier than others. And if you're hungry, you catch things by the Holy Ghost. The same phrase that blessed you for years, you see more of it. You measure it bigger. See, sometimes when you measure it bigger, you see that it can solve greater problems than you thought. And you start taking the limits off of God's word. And you start seeing it in a greater way. And you start going forward and not backwards. It's better. A better life. Now, when you go forward doing his will, when you seek him out, you're going to find out that he loves his people. And he keeps his word. Now, in all things, when you believe in God, there's a duration. You can't see heaven working on your behalf. And in this duration, you don't see anything moving of your natural eye. You have a petition before the Lord, and as far as you're concerned, you're waiting on things to manifest. And in this duration, the enemy try to play with your mind. He do many people that way, not just you. He said, well, God don't want to do it that way. If God don't want to do something, he'll tell you. He will keep his word. He don't go back and forth with his word. He'll guide you into all truth. He'll show you the facts. And then you will either continue to believe him, or you'll make the adjustment. If there's adjustments that need to be made, he'll help you make them. Now, a friend of mine had cancer, and something went wrong with his insurance, and he needed a surgery. Something was wrong, and it wasn't getting corrected. And he sought the Lord. And the Lord told him to forgive his daughter's mother. So he went to her and forgave her, asked her to forgive him. And he forgave her and released her. And then everything worked out. He got healed of his cancer. And his hair, he had gray hairs, and they came back black. I don't know if when he told me about it, I don't know if she forgave him. But I'm gonna tell you something about unforgiveness. It will stop things cold. You can miss your reward. You can end up not going to heaven over unforgiveness. I'm very concerned about people that have the court systems and the child support and the way people abuse it on both ends. That's not going to turn out good. There's all kinds of strife. So when the rapture happens, when they leave them, you can be left behind getting in strife and causing people to be in strife. Just do what's right and let old things go. Forgive these folks. Your relationship didn't work, but don't lose your soul over it. Anyway, the Lord will help you make the right corrections, the right adjustments. See, strife and unbelief and doubt, they hinder God. from operating in your life. And when the Lord works to help you get rid of those things, then get rid of them. Do something about it. You have to make the adjustment. And then, you can, now what I'm talking about is not just survival. This is the road to thriving. You have to take God at His word, and you have to do it on purpose. You can't just wish it away. You can't just forget about it either. Sometimes people need to forgive, and they forget about forgiving. They just, you know, they just act like they like it's optional. Getting rid of unforgiveness is not an option. It's not in your best interest to hold a grudge, because Jesus forgave you liberally, and we got to forgive everybody else liberally. That's a requirement. And people have played with the Hebrew and Greek definitions and preach themselves right on out of heaven. But I'm not doing that. It's important. It's too important. And it, in order to thrive, you can't, when people are doing wrong blatantly, and you know it, remit the sins in a way and go forward. Put them in God's hands. You know, I hear so many reports, since I'm on this rabbit trail, of the woman left, didn't want to be in the relationship, and then they feel like they can get the courts to harass, they use the courts to harass men sometimes. And sometimes there are men out there that wants to take care of their children. If they get a raise, they want to take them back to child support and get more money out of them. If they get another job, they want more money out of them. If the man loses the other job, they want to keep the child support the same, isn't it? And it creates a tornado full of strife. And then it puts the children in the middle of this foolishness. Instead of going forward and building your life and stop harassing people, they want to do these things. And then there are deadbeat men that don't want to take care of their families. You know, it works both ways. And then you have to forgive these people and the court people and all these folks. And they're blatantly harassing you. In that situation, you're going to have to pray over your life. You've got an enemy. You've got a violent enemy out there. And you got to do it God's way. Well, preacher, that don't sound like fun. Warfare is not fun. It's not just a pastime. You have to do this thing. Some things you're just going to have to do God's way. And you can forget fair. Life is not fair. And it's not your fault. But sometimes people take the low road. The good thing is that they're not in your life anymore. If you're married to your enemy, you're in bad shape. If they're out of your life, you're in better shape. And God can do something about the course. But keep the good. You have to thrive in life to keep the good attitude. And you do what's right before the Lord. God knows. But don't get caught up in that web. They're still in the world if they're harassing your life. But when you cry out to the Lord, He always hears the cry of His children. Just do what you're supposed to do. Love your children. Love them with the love of God. See, the thriving way is you don't love people in your strength. You love them in His strength, and it has to be sincere. I practice these things. I know what I'm talking about. I've been through foolishness, but the Lord helped me out of it. He helped me thrive anyway. Not to mention the lawyers that want your money and the courts. You know, God can help you with all these things. And there are some godly lawyers and judges. But God is the one you can't look to them. You got to look to Him. And He's got your back. And you got to pay attention to the Holy Spirit enough to follow Him, to follow through. Don't ever look at the situation and do something different than what God's putting in your heart. Do what God put in your heart, and it will be worked out properly. It may not be perfect. And I say that because this is warfare. In a war, people get shot, but they get healed. Sometimes they may lose a limb, but they survive. But nothing's lost in the kingdom. The Lord can give you back the years that the canker worm ate. And it's better to have a strong relationship with God and learn to follow Him and hear His voice and follow through before you get married. Before you marry your enemy. Some people don't like God. And they're not going to like God. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. God knows His, and He'll help you marry somebody that loves Him. You're just going to have to trust Him if you want to thrive in life. I asked the Lord where problems come from. I was taught that, but it never sat well with me, but people say that God sent problems to make you grow up. And that's not true. God gives you blessings. He gave you His word to help you grow up. He gave you the fivefold ministry to help you grow up. And He gave you the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help you learn. But remember this. You can't just learn God's word. You have to receive His word as truth in your heart. And obey it. Practice it. And do it. And then you'll learn God's word. In that order. But what's happening is people, they're trying to understand facts without the whole process. They listen to God's word and they like it. But then they do something else because they trust it more. They're not going to learn righteousness. They're not going to learn God's word. The only way to learn righteousness is to believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now you're in the kingdom of God. Then you got to believe that He is right about everything. And do it enough to where you do is where you have to receive what He said. Even the things that you don't agree with. And I had the same challenges anybody would have. Why do I have to turn the other cheek? If I didn't do anybody wrong. That's so you're helping people receive the same salvation you did. That's why we lay our life down. That's why we don't get in strife with people. It's not that you have to lay down and just let people walk all over you and do you however they want to. You have weapons of your warfare. You have faith. You have the whole armor of God. What you have to do is not let them get you in their strife. Ask them to forgive you. Forgive them. Remit their sin. And then take authority over Satan. And when you take authority over Satan, he's the one behind the mischief. They're being greedy and sorry. Most people who don't want to work, they cause all these problems. Lazy people cause a lot of problems for everybody. Because they're good at getting people to do what they're supposed to be doing. And they're trying to find somebody they can make a slave out of. That's their problem. There are women that will have children to get on child support so they don't have to work. There are men that go out and scout women that have low self-esteem, and they'll shack up with them and play video games while they go to work. You don't want to get caught in somebody else's trap. And God can help you out of it, but you got to follow Him. You got to follow through what God is showing you. If God is showing you something, if He give you a dream, He's warning you. You got to do just like you do the Word of God. You got to receive what the Holy Spirit is blatantly showing you as truth. And you got to put it in your heart. And it's just like you do salvation, just like you do when you believe in God for something you want. It's the same process. And then you believe it. Now you're on board with God. So now that you're on board with the Lord, you let God help you get them out of your life. You don't marry them. You don't shack up with them. You don't do anything. You let them go. They want to be worldly, and they got a right to want to be worldly. They can be worldly, but they don't have to be worldly with you. If you marry this person, now you got a bigger problem than you had before. See, thriving takes obedience. Thriving will always require your obedience to the Lord. Now, you don't have to listen to him. You don't have to go forward. You don't have to trust him. But it's not going to work. And he's showing you that. It's not going to ever be untrue. What the Lord show you is real. What he said in the first place is true. And if you take him at his word, you will thrive. Thriving is better than surviving. And when you, as we do thrive in life, you find out that you can, you don't appreciate God's guidance until you follow through with everything. And some people have avoided situations that would have devastated them in every way. And they don't even know it. Only God can show you that. But if you ever get yourself in a ditch and the Lord help you out, you appreciate it more. You see, but you don't have to go through it yourself. You can look at other people who the Lord has warned and who he's blessed. Satan's people are not like God's people. They don't think like God's people. They don't reason like God's people. Satan's people are selfish just like he is. And they will kill you. They will destroy your life to make theirs better. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. That's the world. They've decided to agree with something wrong, and it hardens their heart against the truth of God's word. So we have to decide to follow God. And only he can show you who's who and what's what. When you thrive in him, you're getting rid of the problem. Satan camouflages the truth. And he seeks to, he needs you to be on board with him. In order for his fear to work, you have to receive fear in your heart. And when you speak or act on it, he's using your power to destroy you. If you believe deception, you have to decide to receive deception against all of God's word. You're going to continue to be deceived and not try to learn better. Your hurts. If somebody hurts you, in order for the whole process to work, you have to get in strife with them and let their hurts dominate your life. Or you can forgive them and then seek the Lord and his word, and the Lord will help you come out of the problem that they caused you. The enemy depends on you to help him kill you. But when you thrive in life, you overcome all these things. He needs your reluctance against God in order to keep you from thriving. But when you decide, I'm going to follow God, I'm going to do this, there's nothing in this world that can stop you, not even death. Because you have authority over death. You can stop death. You don't have to get killed just because Satan wants you dead. But he'll use your disobedience, your reluctance, your laziness, your greed, your selfishness, your pride to kill you, to get you to disobey God And then he'll accuse you in the courts of heaven. This warfare, if you're going to thrive in life, you're going to have to trust the Lord in every area. And then, my friend, you will thrive just like the Word said you could. Now, we'll talk about this more as God releases it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.